So last and certainly not least, it's David Levin going to talk about the Prairie platform.
Actually, I'm not going to talk about the Prairie platform. I'm sorry I was late because I got instructions from the fearless leader that I should talk about a summary of the Prairie platform and then talk about key takeaway points and then the way forward. Now, come everybody here is just talking off the top of their heads and about other stuff. So I'm going to do that. I prepared a PowerPoint presentation, which I'm not going to use because... because nobody else did, so I don't want to feel like a jerk. But anyway, I mean, the point is that, and I think we're all really tired. Everybody's, you know, I'm like really tired. I can't think straight, so I had to make notes. Anyway, the point is that it was really great to be here. I think this was a really fantastic event because we really got to put faces to the names of the people that we've been interacting with on paper, and now we actually get to know who they are. And get to sit down with each other and talk to each other about what we can actually do rather than what we said we were going to do on paper, because those are often two very different things. I think it also gave me an appreciation of the depth and the breadth of the expertise in the network. I mean, we really have the best of the best here, and I have interacted with people at the Bioenergy Science Center, or BESC at US, and JBay. And, you know, those guys have $500 million to do what we're trying to do. And I think, even though our budget's significantly smaller, I think we have the brains and the innovation to really make a difference and to sort of play on the same field that those guys are playing on. So I really think it's good. I think we also appreciate it, at least I kind of have been involved in the organization of the network, but I really see the complexity of setting up and running a network like this. It's a different kind of mandate, and I think for a lot of people who have been involved in other kinds of networks, NSERC strategic networks or NSERC collaborative research and development projects or whatever with multiple partners, this is a different game, right? There's different rules we have to play with, and I think it's going to take a little bit of time for people to get used to the mandate that we have. And I think that is because, you know, we have to have industrial partners, we have to have, you know, we're really sort of being tasked to meet our milestones and deliverables, and if you don't, you're dead, right? So that creates a little bit of uncertainty and a little bit of anxiety, I think. I think people I've talked to are sort of worried about, well, they've engaged a student that's a PhD student that they have to support for 4 years, and they might only get 2.5 years of support. And that's just tough luck, right? So that doesn't make people feel very well. However, at the same time, I think it is an opportunity because this really gives us the opportunity. I mean, we can develop technologies, we can work together, we can use our collective energy and knowledge to leverage additional funding so that we see that our HQP are through to the end and really shine. So I think it's not a negative thing. It could be a very positive thing because that's what we want to do. We want to grow the network and grow our capacity. There are some significant challenges. I think there are certain management and structure issues that have been identified, and I think that the team will work really well together to evolve the management of the network. And I think the way in which things were set up for this event have been very, very, very good. So I think there's really hope for that we're going to evolve into a very lean, mean, and very, very productive network. So I think this is great. And one thing that really struck me also that's come up several times is the role of innovation, right? Mark just gave a great, great example of that. IP, everyone's obsessed with IP up front, and then maybe that's the case. Maybe it's important for industry, but as innovators and developers of technology, it can kill innovation. It can limit innovation. So I think we have to find a balance somewhere between that. And, you know, we really have to kind of keep this in mind that, you know, solving the problems of industry today doesn't necessarily lead to the innovation that we need for tomorrow. So we need to keep that in perspective as well. So what's the way forward? I think it's all, you know, people already here have said it, basically communication. We have to be able to talk to each other and communicate, discuss the problems, the challenges, and find creative solutions and move forward together. Basically, we're going to be evolving as a network over the next couple of years, and we're just going to get better. So that's all I have to say.